Hello and welcome to Witchy Wellness Radio. I'm your host, Lauren Chalantani, women's holistic health coach and fellow recovering perfectionist. This podcast was created to show you that your body is not in the way. It is actually leading your way. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Witchy Wellness Radio, and you are listening to episode 90, Cannabis as Medicine with John Belanca. Now, today's guest, John, is such a beautiful soul. You guys will love hearing his passion and his family's story and how it unfolded for him and his wife to found the United Patients Group, their company, and so much wealth and hope and knowledge in today's episode. But before we jump into today's episode, two things. As you guys know, Witchy Wellness Radio is sponsored by magnesium, by Living the Good Life Naturally. If you want to learn more about magnesium and what it can do for your health, mind, body, and soul, listen to episode 73, that's 73 with Kristen Bowen, and head over to the website and the show notes and use code WICHY, W-I-C-T-H-Y, to get 10% off your purchase. And if you guys are interested in a free essential oils webinar class, my team is hosting free Zoom classes a few times a week. Head over to the show notes and sign up and let me know if you're going to pop in. Back to today's episode with John. We will get into his backstory and how powerful cannabis can be as a medicine in a second. But in today's episode, we will hear all about John's family's hardships turned into passionate business, their United Patients Group. How to navigate through this ever-changing industry of medical cannabis. Beginner's guide to medical cannabis. Being your own wellness advocate in health and life, cannabis as medicine, grief and mindfulness, and illnesses treatable with medical cannabis for humans and pets, and so much more. I know you guys are going to love this episode number 90, Cannabis as Medicine with John Belanca. Please enjoy. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Witchy Wellness Radio. This is your host, Lauren, again, and you get to learn how your body is not in the way, but leading your way. And our guest today, John Belanca, is going to share that and so much more with us. A little bit about John before we jump in. Through a family hardship in 2011, he founded United Patients Group, a trusted resource and leader in medical cannabis information and education for patients, physicians, pharmacists, governments, organizations, both domestically and internationally. UPG also acts as a virtual hand for patients and their loved ones struggling with chronic and terminal illnesses by helping them navigate through this ever-changing industry. John conducts interviews regularly, most recently with Harvard, CNN, The Washington Post, and many other webinars and docuseries. I'll link all those in the show notes. John has also authored 4 cannabis books and masterclasses on pain, cancer, your brain, and how to make cannabis work for you, and the Sacred Plant Organization. To date, John enjoys a healthy lifestyle of mind, body, and spirit. John believes in a compassionate approach to health and healing, and has dedicated his career to alleviating pain and suffering. He is a Witchy Wellness approved guest. Welcome to the show, John.
Wow, I have chills after that one. A Witchy Wellness approved guest.
You're all about your body leading the way here, man.
I am. So thanks for having me on. It's always fun to be on this side because, like you, I'm usually on that side asking questions and having with my guests on. But thanks for having me on, Lauren, and I appreciate you having me on and, you know, researching your podcast. You know, we have like-mindedness in it, which is great. And I think health and wellness, we have one body, and I always say it's a fine-tuned machine. And so take care of it because it will. I know you're 31, I'm 53, and I I still look out of 21-year-old eyes though, but good to be here. So how are you?
I'm wonderful. I got done with, this is my second interview today, and I love being in your seat too, because that's fun.
Yeah.
You can actually just go on a tangent.
Relax, totally.
But I love experiencing the passion, and I get to, like, on it selfishly, if I didn't post anything, I just like learning, you know, listening.
I say that every day. I learn every day. I mean, I have experts on, I learn every day. You know, people say, oh, you're the expert. I said, I still learn every day. I'm human, you know? And so, but I've done, the most I had done on my show is 3 in a row. And that's just your, and then you start thinking, was it Lauren I talked about this, or was it, you know, the previous guest? And so I try to just do two max in one day. But so I'll be part. So what questions do you have for me, Lauren?
Yeah. You're good. I know you're about to take over the host position. Let's flip.
I know. No, I'm sitting back. I'm relaxing here.
You're good. Two for me is the max. I've done 3 with like a break and little breaks between. Yeah. It's too much, but
draining.
Yeah. Switching gears to the host again. I would love to hear how you got to batch all these podcasts. You know,
how I did what? Sorry.
How did you get to the where you are now, where you have to,
well,
you know, do all these podcasts in one day? But seriously, your own story. Yeah. I know you, it's ever changing and ever growing. And, you know, did you get to founding your organization? How has that changed in the most recent years?
You know, it's, life has its, I always look at life as a journey, you know. I'm still trying to figure out what a lot of this means, and I'll get into that throughout our podcast. But I've always looked at it. I've always lived my life like that. Everything happens for a reason. And cannabis wasn't our lifestyle, you know, maybe a little in high school and college, but you know, I'm 53 right now, and I hadn't used cannabis. I stopped at 21, and I think the first time I tried anything else, a tincture or something, or any form of cannabis, it was at 43, 44, 45. But how we got into this, it's funny because I see friends from high school, college, and they go, oh, nothing's changed since we saw you last. And I said, oh, a lot has changed. But in 2011, my wife's dad, my father-in-law, was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer, which metastasized to his brain. And total shock, because cancer wasn't our life either. I don't know, no one wishes for that. But I remember it was a Super Bowl Sunday. I was outside barbecuing, and my father-in-law came up, and he said, I have something to share with you. And I'm thinking, okay, you bought a car, you Porsche, you bought a Winnebago, you timeshare, something like that. And he says, you know, I just found out I have lung cancer. And I just, like, that's the last thing I was thinking. And so tears and welled up my eyes, because, you know, I had lost my father about a year and a half prior, not from cancer. He had a heart attack. And so it was really fresh. And they hadn't, when I say they, my wife's family, they hadn't lost anybody. I mean, her parents, her grandparents were still alive, and they passed in 98, 97, and they've been together since age 16. And so that's what life's about. You know, you find your mate, and hopefully you have that happy lifestyle. And so he went in, my father-in-law went in straight for conventional chemo radiation again. And then he did a treatment and metastasized to his brain. So the stage 4 is when it goes from one area in the body and it switches over. And that's when they had the classification of stage 4. He went in and did another round of radiation, and it just knocked him on his butt. And he was a healthy 77-year-old man who was active, played golf, et cetera. And he was in bed looking like Gandhi, prisoner of war, not eating. And Quinn and I, every day we would call, did he make it through the night? You know, and it was just like, phew. And so we did a lot of studying, and we found a study that showed cancer patients pass of malnutrition. 40% of cancer patients pass a malnutrition before cancer takes over. And it's the same thing with like AIDS patients, wasting syndrome, where you just don't want to eat and they fall out. And so we just started reading stuff, didn't even think about anything. And I said, I'd like to go to your next oncologist appointment, and picked him up, wheeled him in, full-time oxygen. And he just looked like death, you know, hearing the oxygen tanks 24/7, you know. And then he looked like it, his complexion, he was just shriveled up. I don't say shriveled up, but that's what he looked like. He wasn't eating. And so I said, I'd like to go to an extra oncology appointment. Would you mind if I went? And they said, not at all. I was a boyfriend then. I wasn't the husband. So I was a stupid boyfriend. So we went in there. And so they said, I basically said, how much time do we have? And everyone was kind of shocked at me asking. And he said, this is my family. The oncologist actually was kind of surprised. And she said, this is my family. She said, two weeks, which we thought was generous. If they would have said 18 hours, we would have thought that would have been right on. And so I said, well, what can we do? He said, I'll give you morphine. He said, I'm not in any pain. And that's why I looked at Corinne and I looked at her like, I don't mean to offend you. Because again, the boyfriend, same thing, you know, you're in that position. It's like, what about this? And so I said, I know nothing about it. I asked about cannabis for appetite stimulation, not knowing the benefits of this, just appetite stimulation, knowing they would give them munchies. You know, he wasn't eating. Let's try this. And we live in California, and this was 2011. So night and day compared to what it was 2011 to where we are today, 2021. There was no guidance. There was no John and Corinne, you know, in which we end up starting our company. But so I said, demo at the caregiver. We'll take it from there. I called her Mary Poppins because she didn't drink and smoke pure. Isn't everyone's wife pure? You know, in my eyes, she is pure. And we went down and I ended up getting him a piece of chocolate bar, gave it to him, and it knocked him on his butt. It was too much. And I'm thinking, oh my God, I was more embarrassed about, again, being the boyfriend. And so I went down and I said, please trust us. And end up finding a coconut oil capsule. And the only reason we went that way, because I knew the oil base, we could freeze it and cut into slivers. And it was about a 10 milligram capsule, which we cut into slivers and gave him about 3 milligrams, not knowing. And within 24 hours, his appetite, he wanted to eat. We're like, oh, cool. He wasn't uncomfortable. He wanted to eat. So we started eating. And day two, day three, day five, his complexion's coming back. Now he's typing on his iPad and he still has 24/7 oxygen. And day eight, we're still calling. Did he make it through the night? And day eight, we go over there and he's shuffling around the house without his oxygen. We're like, whoa, don't get too cocky here. He's a little something's working. Again, not knowing anything what the outcome was going to be. We thought, great, he'll pass peacefully. And make a long story short, 6 months later, because he kept on improving, hospice was called in, but hospice fired his patient. And they're like, we can't come here and just play cards with you because you're getting up. Can I get you something? He was getting up, getting them food and water. And so by then we had started. So my background had always been in health and wellness, but branding, marketing, and advertising. I said, God, there has to be a million other families out there like us where cannabis is not our lifestyle. And so we started researching and we started United Patient Group for that reason. We wanted to have a site that is for our demographic, meaning my father-in-law and other seniors like that, other families and patients and doctors, that cannabis wasn't a lifestyle, you know, so they weren't being put off by nothing wrong with the recreational side. I don't want to offend anybody here, but, you know, I think when you've been diagnosed with something, last thing you want to see is, you know, the recreational side. They want to take, this is serious business, especially when you've been diagnosed with something that says you have cancer. And so we built the site for that reason. And we started really taking a deeper dive of the medical benefits of it and was shocked going, oh my gosh, I didn't realize, you know, THC, you know, has been proven to kill cancer cells. So we started incorporating THC into his regimen, still minute amount. And in 9 months, he was never going to get scanned. And this is not smoking within the oil form under his tongue. So when you're battling something as severe as cancer, smoking and eating is not going to kill the cancer cells. It'll help with ailments. It'll help with sleep, depression, nausea, appetite. But when you're doing ingesting via oils and tinctures, getting into the steps, and you know, the science shows that it will attack the cancer cells that way. Anyway, at 9 months, he was never going to get scanned. Corinne and I are in bed watching TV, and the phone rang about 10 o'clock at night on a Saturday night. We're like, oh God, here's that dreaded call. And it was my mother-in-law. We said, is everything okay? She said, check your email. We jumped out of bed, and the email came from Kaiser, said, no evidence of recurrent disease. And talk about the tears of joy this time. And so that was 2011. We're 2021. And he's still alive. So I've seen this plant work. I've seen this work. And I never want to give him any false hope because it's not the golden, the Willy Wonka golden ticket. And so I'm going to get ahead of myself, but I've seen it work and I've seen it not work as well. And so what we've done over the past, 10, 11 years is be the leader of information education for families like us. We've done this for not only our U.S. government, we are the first cannabis company to be invited in for education information in U.S. Capitol in D.C. And it was a day of education in the U.S. Capitol, and they welcomed us with open arms. I mean, picture walking in there. What are you here for? Oh, we're putting on a cannabis conference. And like in the U.S. Capitol, you sure it's not down the road? But we've done that. We've done that for the Mormons in Utah twice, which is an honor. We're not Mormon. And that's to be invited in. That's a total compliment. We've done this for other governments around the globe. And then not only here in our own country, we put on conferences, but we consult with families and doctors and patients and pharmacists as well. And we have a medical team that consults. Cannabis is not a one size fits all. So they look at age, weight, current health condition, the type of ailment, sensitivities, and other drug to drug interactions. And so, for your listeners that live in legal states or illegal states, it's not illegal to ask the question. So don't be afraid to ask the question to your doctor. But I truly believe a doctor should be involved because we're all different. What I would do is different than you would do. Even if, if I was a 31-year-old female, the same thing. We, our bodies are still, different, if you want to say. We're chemical makeup. So, sorry, Lauren, I'm doing all the talking here.
That's why you're here. That's okay.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, you're here to share the wisdom. But I would love to start off with, that was a great intro. And like, you guys do so much. But before we kind of dive into specifics of what you guys do, can you give us like a rundown, like a beginner's guide to medical cannabis?
Totally. And so, as I mentioned, cannabis is not a one size fits all. And cannabis, I always compare it with wine. My brother's been in the wine business for 20 something years, and I think people have a better understanding. But cannabis has about 140 different cannabinoids in the cannabis plant. THC, which everyone knows of, is the one that has a psychoactive effect, is a cannabinoid. CBD, which we're seeing popping up everywhere from your grocery store to your pharmacy to your gas station and everywhere else, CBD cannabidiol is also another cannabinoid. CBN is a cannabinoid, helps us sleep. THCA, CBDA. So picture 140 and more being introduced and discovered each and every day. They all play a part. So a lot of patients will say, I don't want the recreational part. I want the medical part. And so I don't want people to think that because THC is psychoactive, that it's not medical. THC has been proven to kill cancer cells while CBD stops the spread. So the formulation of the two is called the entourage effect. And it's like, in layman's terms, like baking a cake and leaving out the eggs or the flour. I've had other people describe it as the entourage effect is a symphony, and having the cymbal section left out or the drum section or the horn section left out, they all go together and play a role. Minute amount, more is not always better. And so same thing, I'll bring it back to the wine tasting. If you have wine tasting, you and I can have, sips of wine and be perfectly fine, where others will go have three or four bottles of wine, and be hammered. And so the same thing with THC, you don't have to have large amounts for it to work. So we're all different. A lot of people say start low and go slow just to see how your body reacts. And same thing, like I'm an athlete, I run or ride every day. I'm not a marathon runner. And I think before, and I've never done them, I've done 5 and 10 Ks. Excuse me. Hope that wasn't sorry about that. But your body, I'm capable of doing a long run, but I don't know if my body's ready for a marathon, coming this weekend. So I think building it up, 5, 10 Ks, getting your hips ready, your knees ready and stuff, stretching. And so the same thing with cannabis, don't come out of the gate. If you're new to this, thinking, oh, I'm going to take it more and you know, God forbid you have cancer, more is not better. We use minute amounts with my father-in-law, and people doubted us at first. Like, impossible, you need to take all this amount, because that's what the internet was saying. The internet was saying, take a gram a day. That's just too much for the body to handle, you know? And in measurements, they would say, so there's something I don't want to confuse everybody, but it's, in my opinion, it's called cannabis oil or full extract cannabis oil. It comes in a syringe. It's not an injectable syringe, but you're seeing a lot of people call it Rick Simpson oil. And again, it's the media jumping on board, which they've done with CBD as well. So, you know, just give you an idea, in a gram of oil, which the media and the internet were saying, it's about 16 or 17 rice grains of this oil is 1 gram. And people are saying, take a gram a day or more to attack your cancer cells. We never exceeded a half a rice grain. If we would exceeded 2 rice grains, which is pretty potent, you know, you're pretty, hate the word high, but he would have been pretty high and uncomfortable. Cannabis is not, you know, again, you want to see how your body reacts. You know, it's not something like, you know, we've all had too much wine or something. You're like, oh, won't be doing that again. And, you know, and you can't throw it up, you know, if you have it in your system, like the oil, you have to ride it out. There aren't any, I know I'm going all over the place here, but there aren't any, if you have too much cannabis in your system, there are some things to do. 1, go to sleep. 2, take a hot bath if you're able to, make sure you're with somebody else, who's watching you. Another one they say is take peppercorns, chew on about 3 or 4 peppercorns, and that should bring the body back to balance, as well as, which is kind of hard to believe, but if you ingest CBD, if you have too much THC in your system and you ingest CBD like in a vapor mode, like smoking it, it's almost like a snake antivenom. It will balance you back out. And so there, I have seen patients take too much THC, and you know, when you kind of say, here, try this, they're looking at me like, are you nuts? Yeah, look how I am right now. You want me to take more? But it's amazing to see what CBD does. So there is a whole science behind this. And each of these cannabinoids, they do play a role in bringing the body back to health. Before the next question, us as human beings, but every mammal out there has something called the endocannabinoid system. And the endocannabinoid system is a system in our body, just like we have the reproductive system and every other system in our body. But what it's doing is bringing the body back to balance. And so in Cliff Note version, endocannabinoid system, what is it craving? It's craving cannabinoids. And so you don't have to be high to get the benefits. If you live in a legal state or illegal state, you're able to have CBD derived from hemp. I think everyone should have it as a health and wellness product, you know, like we take a normal vitamins and supplements. You don't have to be high to take it. I think, you know, there's a lot of cannabinoids. CBN, I take CBN at night for sleep, and that's a cannabinoid for sleep. Higher doses of CBD, if that's all you have, high doses of CBD won't be a sedative and help you sleep. It's not something that's going to knock you out and you're not going to be groggy the next day. But if you are, we can go on and on and on. There's so many different things, but make sure your product's tested. You know, it's not up to you, the consumer. They should have on the labeling and packaging, either a QR code, which you can bring your phone and it'll take you to a third party website, which will show the test results, because cannabis, especially hemp, because we're seeing hemp popping up everywhere. Hemp is also known as mop weed, like a mop, like, you know, broom and mop. So hemp is known as mop weed because back in the day when there were toxic spills, not only here in our country, but overseas, they would grow hemp, and hemp would suck up all the pesticides and metals and all the other crud that's in the ground. Then they test the soil after a couple rounds of growing. It's perfectly fine. You build homes, churches, schools, communities, and that's happened in Nevada. It's happened over in Russia, you know, and so especially with hemp, if you are going to go the hemp CBD route, make sure it's something that has been grown and manufactured here in America. Nothing wrong, nothing against anybody overseas, but I think the regulations are different of what, because you're putting this in your body. Even if you're 100% healthy, you're still putting, you still want to put good stuff into your body. And, you know, so these are the things that I always share with people is cannabis 101, you know, ask questions. Don't be afraid to ask questions, one, but also two, making sure what you're putting in your body is a quality tested product.
Yeah. And I know that's a big service that you guys have on your website for everybody. I guess, could you speak some more of that research, but also, you know, my own research, yeah. Organic foods. Is that a big part of it too? Organic grown CBD and hemp?
So there is, and now there are companies, and I work with a couple of kind of companies that are USDA certified organic. So if you're able to do the USDA certified organic, and I'll share some companies with you offline that you can share with your, so there's not a selling piece, but look for USDA certified if you're able to. Make sure your product is tested. If you do live in a legal state and you are going down to your local dispensary or that where you're purchasing your product, make sure it has up-to-date test results that are accurate. You know, a lot of these companies say, oh, yes, it has CBD or THC. The true test results are the ones that say, does it have metals? Is it pesticides free? Is it mold free? You know, is it fecal free? You know, people say, what fecal? It's like you do have bugs and other insects that land on the product. And again, this is something that you're putting into your body. Especially would you eat a moldy, you know, piece of cheese or food that's in your refrigerator? No way. You're in the same thing with cannabis. And cannabis, you know, there's a controversy. There's one company that said they can wash it, but in most cases you can wash your apples and oranges and berries and other fruit products. You can't wash off a cannabis, you know, bud, you know, because but there's a guy that I just worked with on a cooking show I just did. He says you can't. And so he hasn't showed me that process, but it's a long, you know, 3-day process with distilled water. And I said, okay, come on, Jeff. You know, so I said, we'll share that on another video. But yeah, those are the questions that to look out for on, you know, just the low hanging fruit cliff note, cannabis 101. Ask questions, make sure, and especially as mentioned in the beginning, even if you live in an illegal state, it's not illegal to ask these questions. And ask your doctor if you live in a legal or illegal state, if he or she does not know about the endocannabinoid system, maybe share some information. You can find some great stuff on the web or even on our website. And if you do live in a legal state and your doctor does not know about this, ask them, can you recommend somebody that you may? And I guarantee you there's someone in their circle, especially today in 2021, that they can say, you know what, I know Lauren, you know, is an expert, you know, and she's, you know, a doctor we work with, type of thing.
And you guys also, do you offer like CME credits for doctors as well? Or
we do. We've done conferences. We've done conferences not only here, but overseas when it comes to CME approval for accreditation. So CME is continuing medical education. And so we have them for doctors, nurses, naturopaths, pharmacists. And so generally those are the CME PRA category 1, which is huge for the medical industry. Like, okay, are this PRA category 1? Yes, they are. But I think just education, I always talk about, you know, throwing the pebble in the pond when it comes to education. It doesn't matter if it's in the cannabis industry or in the health and wellness industry. I think doing shows like this as well as you doing your show, you know, you're spreading the wealth. I mean, before when we were booked to this, you know, of course I, you know, did my research on your site and all your topics. I mean, there's a lot of things that I'll get something out of, you know? And so I think you just finished your 87th one. Was your last one, right?
Yeah. I think tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Eight. Congratulations.
So Wednesday. Congratulations. Well, in 3 years, next week is 3 years.
Wow. Congratulations. Yeah, thank good. Yeah. I always tell people when they start, should I do it? I said, go for it.
Just do it. Yeah.
But don't, well, what am I talking about? I should just start talking.
Yeah.
Now you'll get better. I mean, I've been doing this for 11 years, not my podcast, but we've been doing conferences. I did a documentary, docuseries for the past 3.5 years, which I stepped down last May to put all my efforts back into United Patients Group. And so, but I always tell people, start, get, take that first, you know, how do you know it? And I said, believe me, it's not nothing against our first 3 to 5 guests, it wasn't them, it was me, because I was still rusty trying to get my feet when it comes to that. So people, so I'd love to have I have invited 2 of my old guests on to say, hey, let's redo this, because it wasn't your fault, it was my fault. But I think, you know, it's like, get out there. Practice makes perfect. Practice does make perfect. So congratulations on your 3-year anniversary coming up here.
Thank you.
You know, but and for your listeners too, I don't want them to think, as I mentioned, this is not, you know, I never say cure. You know, you can't even cure the common cold. You can't even cure this thing called COVID, in which we're all cooped up at home, you know, for the past year. You know, so I don't want to ever give anybody false hope. I don't mind giving people hope. I think hope helps a lot of people, not only, you know, come on, you can do it if you're a runner, but also when you're battling something as severe as cancer or, you know, autism, or, you know, the list goes on. And, you know, ailments don't discriminate. You can have the healthiest, happiest life, and all of a sudden a curveball comes at you. And that's a part of life that I'd understand. And well, I wasn't going to go here yet, but I will, you know, I was talking to you off camera before we started. I've seen this plant work and I've seen it not work. And so to me, success, and I've shared this on quite a few of the interviews I've been on, to me, success is saving a life like we did with my father-in-law. And my wife became ill, 3 years ago. Seems like it was yesterday. And she was somebody, as I called her, Mary Poppins. She was someone who didn't drink, didn't smoke, worked out, stayed healthy. And all of a sudden she was having stomach ache and back pain. I'm thinking, you know, what's going on? And, you know, we did 3 blood tests. They all came back negative. Our doctors are MDs, but also NDs, naturopaths. And for any of is your audience more female, which I think is, which
oh,
I saw.
Yeah. Mid, yeah. Witchy, yeah. Wellness. Every female.
Which I love that. And so a lot of the females that call our office and have for years, you know, John, I would like to try cannabis. I'm having issues with depression, anxiety, sleep, et cetera. You know, I'd like to use cannabis. And I always say, you know, cannabis will work, but I think in a lot of those too, is cannabis is a band-aid. And I know a lot of people in the industry will probably get mad at me for saying that, because there's a lot of times I route people away from cannabis. You know, being a health and wellness advocate like you, you know, you might want to say, you know what, John, I've seen, you know, try these running shoes or try this. You know, you might find more success. And the same thing with cannabis. I've seen higher success in other modalities. I don't mind sharing. And you can do the thing with cannabis. If you are going to go the chemo radiation route, you can use it in conjunction with chemo radiation. It's not going to zero anything out. It will help with appetite, nausea, sleep, mood, you know, as well as healing at the same time while you're doing conventional. So I'll never tell anybody not to do conventional and try, you know, cannabis. But for your female audience, you know, with the calls we receive is, John, I'm having issues with sleep or depression, anxiety. I'd like to try cannabis. What should I try? What strain should I try? How much should I do? And I say, you know, not to get personal, but how old are you? Which I asked you to learn to be, you know, how old are you? And they'll tell me, and I said, my advice is I would go to a naturopath. A naturopath doctor is they're wonderful. And a lot of naturopaths are also MDs, but they do everything. So if you get a blood test with a naturopath, they'll give you a blood test from A through double Z, where a normal blood test in most cases is just A through Z. And you will see what's off, your hormones off, your cortisol levels, your oxygen, et cetera, et cetera. And it's amazing. And then you can do a, you know, plant-based vitamins and nutrients, LOL, as well as plant-based hormones. And you can, it's amazing how, you know, they'll get the blood test and they go, I'll be darn. And how I our doctors are friends of ours, just from going in there. And, you know, we traveled so much for work. Our flu shots were always IVs. And so we'd get IV of, you know, vitamin C, immunity boost. And if anybody has access to that, I'm a big fan of that as well. Knock on wood, you know, haven't been sick in a long, long, long time. Seeing that, how I discovered that, my wife was going, you know, I'd love to get my car. And that's when I, you know, just listen to music and smile. And she goes, I was having anxiety, went to the doctor and they did a blood test. And they said, Corinne, you're off on a few of these things. And I said, heck, I want to go see what's going on with my body. And so I did that. And, you know, this is back in 2011. And I remember our doctor, she says, John, I can tell you sit all day. And I said, how come? They said, because your own, the oxygen in your blood is at half capacity. I can tell you're only using half your lungs. And does your back hurt? Does your hip hurt? And cortisol level was up. I had gained some weight because you're sitting there launching a company, working 10, 12, 15, 30 hours a day, if that exists. But I said, oh my gosh. And when I had my blood test after seeing how Corinne's, I said, I want to do this. So since then, you know, we do our blood test 2-3 times a year just to see where you are. And so Corinne did her blood test when she had the stomach aches and had her stomach ache, and 3 blood tests came back clear. And they said, now you guys are our star pupils. I mean, come on, you guys do everything right as you're supposed to, sleeping and eating and everything, you know, water intake. And that went on for a good 4 months. And we were at our place in Montana, and she wasn't into mountain biking or running or anything. And I said, I called our doctor. I said, you know, we're out here. They said, when do you get back? And I said, next week. And they said, come in here. Anyway, we came in and did an ultrasound, and it showed, it was June 29th of 2017. And it showed, they called and they said, oh my gosh. And it was a 4-centimeter mass on her pancreas. I said, well, what does that mean? They said, pancreatic cancer. And I said, you gotta be kidding me. And I said, we're going to do this. We're going to do this. And so back to the hope, you know, Corinne passed in October of that year. But we had so much hope because we saw what happened with her dad, and he's still alive, happened with the thousands of families we've worked with around the globe. And just doing this. And I don't know if you're spiritual or what, but I'm thinking, come on, God, this is not our story. Our story is not supposed to end this way, you know? And, you know, we were so blessed to find each other, and we are so in love, but we laugh. I don't know if anybody in your audience is a caregiver or has been a caregiver. But when you go through something like that, it brings you closer together, you know, like you're doing everything, you know, from helping with food to the doctor's appointment. You are a team. You are a team. And so we would laugh, like, how do we fall more in love with each other? I mean, we found a whole other dimension. So we thought, huh, okay, God, this is a gift you have given us. You know, you've given us this gift. And so that was the hope we had. And, you know, we had and that's the part I don't understand in life. And I know seeing a lot of your topics that you have with your other 88 guests have really hit home of, you know, staying positive, you know, don't go, you know, it is possible to make changes, get out of that funk. And, you know, I'm, you know, you're seeing me get emotional, and your audience can hear me, and I cry every day. I miss her. You know, she was part of me, and I've had to reinvent myself as, you know, where's my wife? Where's my other half? Where's my business partner? I mean, we were together 24/7. It was a healthy relationship. It wasn't a whipped relationship. I think we've all been in one of those once or twice in our life. Lauren's shaking her head, by the way.
Yes.
You know, and so, but it was a really healthy relationship. And that's the part, you know, that I was blessed. You know, would I do it all over again? 100%. Even if I knew this outcome, I would do it 100%, but I miss her. And I don't, you know, I consulted with doctors all around the world. And so I do a lot in the cannabis world. So that's the part about cannabis. I don't want people to think it's, you know, the Willy Wonka golden ticket. And, you know, and that's the part I don't understand about life. And I hopefully one day I will. You know, I stay positive, and that's, you know, for me, and everyone's journey is different. Exercising has been my drug of choice and my therapy. And there's days I mean, every time I go on there, it just takes me away. And that's me. That takes me away. And that's my drug of choice. But, you know, there's days I get on there and, you know, just tears are running down my face. There's, you know, I listen to music and I just have a smile from ear to ear. And people are like, you look like Pee Wee Herman. I said, you know what? pure happiness on his bike. And that's the way I feel. And so I just go, you know, and I'm, that's so for any of your listeners, you know, going through anything, I'm a big fan of movement. You know, I'm human, you're human. We all have good days. We all have bad days. And I always share with people is get out and move for 2 minutes. We're all cooped in here now. Majority of us have home offices now, but I would say, get out, take a walk around the block. You'd be surprised on how it can change your attitude and your mood, but attitude. And even if you are sick, and there's days I don't want to get out there and I do it, I'm like, God, I'm so happy I did it. You know, and there's like, even last night, you know, it was getting late and I'm like, okay, I won't be able to put in a big ride. Now let me just go for a walk. And I walked around the neighborhood and it was like, okay, cool. And so movement, if you're able to move, you're not able to move, you know, a lot of patients we work with are in wheelchairs. I just say, just, you know, blink. If you're able to move your ankles, move your ankles, move your hips, move your arms. You know, it's amazing on just what that can do. And if you're able to get outside and get some fresh air, vitamin D, sunlight, you know, it's so important as well. And so, anyway, like I said, I can talk to you all day here.
Oh, you're fine. You know, we're on the same page with the movement. And I always tell myself, after a workout, after yoga is my drug of choice. Mm-hmm. I never regret it, really.
Totally. No.
All the happy hormones, you know, everything just, but for me, and I'm big into meditation, I'm getting bigger into breath work as well.
It's mindfulness. So you do a lot of mindfulness. Have you done any silent retreats? That's where my mind is.
I have not gone silent. I've done a lot of, I study a lot of Dr. Joe Dispenza's work, which I talk about all the time. So if you're a frequent listener, you know, but started his research in spontaneous remission. And he, you know, looking at all these patients of what was the unifying things in all these people who just spontaneously healed. So that was.
And I think a lot of that is the hope portion as well.
It's the hope.
Not giving anybody false hope. I do a lot in the integrative oncology world. I remember back, I don't even know how many, 8 years ago now. It's funny. Didn't we lose a year with COVID? I mean, lost. I was on Netflix the other night and I'm watching the thing and I'm like, I remember that movie. It said 2020. I said, 2020, when did that come out? And I'm like, oh my God, we're 2021. I totally lost that whole year. But I remember about 8-9 years ago, we were at the first conference we had attended for this integrative oncology group that we're involved with. And we sat there and these doctors, there was a round table discussion or a panel, I should say. And some other doctors, you know, they had questions. Some other doctors, when you get a cancer patient or any patient, what's your first step? And they said, you know, first off, we ask them, you know, what's their home life like? Are they married? Are they single? Are they divorced? Do you have any children? Do you have any pets? Do you live with anybody? Then we ask them, you know, what's your religious background? Which I thought, for a doctor, these are MDs. These aren't just, you know, people. Oh, yeah, I can help you. No, these are MDs. So integrative oncology, they do everything besides chemo radiation. And so other modalities. And there are some other great modalities. Cannabis is one, stem cells, high vitamin C, ozone, the list goes on. And again, I'm not ever going to tell anybody not to do a conventional route because I'm here. I'm alive because of conventional medicine. And I've seen other people do chemo radiation in their life. But they went down, you know, religious background, what's your belief method? And then do you have the will to live? And then these doctors said, then we asked if we'd be open to pray. And I said, I looked at it, I'm like, that's the first hearing a doctor that said, what's your religious background and do you want to pray? And I thought, I'll be damned. That's, you know, and you just, when you share that with a patient that's going through that, they go, even if they're not religious, you know, they stand up and they're 10 feet tall now going, oh my gosh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. And just like you were talking about is that hope, not giving anybody false hope that you never want to do that, but giving hope, you know, we're going to do this. We're going to do this. And, you know, I always see these cancer shirts that says we kick cancer's ass or this and that, or we're going to do this, or my wife's a cancer survivor, or, you know, I'm on the team. And again, those are hopeful sayings, you know, and a lot of, you know, cancer warrior. And so, you know, that's the part. I know we're talking about cancer here, but it's even with all other items, you know, stay positive. And I know there are some tough times, but I stayed positive throughout the whole thing. And I remember going back into the doctor's office after Corinne had passed. And I remember this lady, she was having treatment, and she said, first off, I'm so sorry to hear about Corinne. And, she says, I have the most incredible husband in the world, but you topped him. He wouldn't have been as strong, and and so you need to know that was pretty, pretty incredible. And so I don't know anything different than, I mean, that's what I would, she's my wife, you know? And so, but it brought us a lot of hope. Like, we're going to do this. We're going to do this. Mm-hmm. So anybody going through any of this out there, it's, you know, I hope you're not going through this alone, because a lot of people do something like this alone. And, but there are, you know, don't be afraid to ask for help. Sometimes it's tough. I'm not one to ask for help. I'm not one to ask favors. And people are like, you have to do it. You have to do it. And, I'm just rethinking about, you know, what I went through 3.5 years ago. But, yeah. You know, if anybody's going through this, you know, you're in my thoughts and prayers too.
Yeah. And the hope is such a huge thing. And
yeah,
I like Dr. Joe Dispenza's research, and blew my mind to, you know, you can eat the healthiest diet, you can work out, but if your mind is stuck in fight or flight.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can have the miracle drug, but your mind can make you sick. It can make you better too. It's, you know, that monkey mind, if you will. And I knew that intuitively, but when you start tying that neuroscience research with epigenetics, where from in one generation, even in your own generation, you can change your genetic.
Change it. Totally.
Yeah. Completely change it. Mix with the placebo effect.
Yeah.
Which every single research study has to account for placebo effect, which is, I think is like, is it 30%? It's something around there.
I don't know if it's that high, but yeah. I don't know if it's, funny. I've spoken to doctors about this, placebo, and they're like, oh no, no. And I said, you know what? They've done tests where they've had a placebo pill with nothing in it, sugar pill, and they can't, and they're having either the same results or better results with the placebo pill. And so that's why I never want to take that away from anybody.
No,
is because you can, we've always told, don't think negative or negative will happen, you know, and I'm human. Believe me, there's times where I can go down a hole. Like, I got to get out of that. I have to get out of that. And, you know, it's the same thing with diet. You know, we all struggle with what we eat and stuff like that. I know in one of your podcasts, you were talking about organic and green and vegan. I think you did that for 7-8 years.
I'm still pretty plant-based. Yeah. I recently stopped eating fish. My body was telling me something differently hormonally. Yeah. I'll link a good naturopath for local people here. She's actually on the podcast, Dr. Hanisha.
Oh, good.
But I remember one of our friends who was going to her and said, I cut coffee. It was messing with my hormones. And I was like, what? You love coffee more than I love coffee. What do you mean you cut out coffee? So,
so are you drinking coffee still?
No, I'm not. I stopped all caffeine, actually.
Good.
Which is crazy. But I feel my skin cleared up, my hormones rebalanced. Totally. My cycle's always been regular, but no cramps. You know, all those kind of moods have stabilized.
Yeah.
But it was the hormones, and I forget where we were going with this, but I was looking at the bigger picture. I was like, oh, what do I need to cut out of my life? Animal products, fish. If I looked at my body and what did it crave?
Yeah.
Because I cut sugar out for almost 3 years. Like probably seven years ago, and it changes your palate. I eat sugar now in moderation.
No.
But I looked at my diet. What is my body telling me I need to eat right now? So I've switched back to completely vegan again, just for right now, because that's my body digestively was out of whack, hormonally. I needed to be in this healing phase, but it's a completely different state of mind than eating junk food vegan.
Totally. I went vegan a year and a half ago, and a buddy of mine, so I grew up overseas, and we went and did a reunion right before COVID in January, January 1st to the 18th. We were overseas, and I arrived and at the hotel, and I said, man, you look great. He goes, yeah. He goes, I went green, organic, and vegan. I said, I'm in. He goes, we're on vacation. I said, I'm in. He said, okay. And I've always eaten well. And so while we were on that trip, green, organic, and vegan. And I carried it on, carried back. And, you know, I wasn't overweight, but I've lost weight. But the one thing that really got me was I have zero sweet cravings. And I love chocolate. I used to eat, you know, I love chocolate pretzels, but I love chocolate. But the one thing that really I saw the outcome was not losing weight, but inflammation. I didn't see any inflammation on the outside, and I could feel zero inflammation for the first time in my life on the inside, you know, and my sleep patterns, you know, I could go to bed at 2 PM or 2 AM, I'll still wake up at 5:30, you know, but my sleep patterns allowed me, I would fall asleep, wake up, knock on wood, I'm 53, I get out of bed, I don't have any joint pains, which is a rarity. Yes. And I stretch every night. That's one thing that I, you know, that Corinne and I would always do, but I still do it now. I just, you know, stretch before bed. If you're able to do that, it's amazing what that does for your body and even sleep. But back to being a vegan, I'm not one. You know, I have a business partner, and he's just about a month ago, I share, he goes, you've never told me that. He goes, most vegans will say, I'm a vegan. It hasn't affected me. I don't miss meat. I don't miss chicken. At Christmas time, we were down, my brother, you know, we were down at his house for Christmas, and they said, oh, we're gonna have that. I said, I'll take it, you know, and I did it. And it was no big deal. You know, I have maybe fish once a month. But a few weeks ago I was craving, eggs, you know, so you can go extreme, but if your body's asking for something, don't beat yourself down and go, oh my God, what did I do? I just had that piece of chocolate, or I just had, you know, an egg, you know, but I was like you, when your body cleans out, you know, my body's pretty clean and it's sensitive. I know if I have too much salt or butter, you know, my body feels it. And, this weekend I was babysitting, my little goddaughter, gave the parents a little break. When we pizza, pastas, you know, good Italian, nice wholesome Italian meal, ravioli, and I'm still feeling it today. I'm like, my breathing changed, you know. It's okay, you know, I haven't had all that bread and gluten into my body for a while, you know, and so like, okay, got that out of the way, check. won't have to put that in there. But again, diet I think is important, and try little things, see what works for you. Not, you know, organic might not work for everybody, vegan might not work for everybody, cannabis might not work for everybody, you know. Cannabis, as I mentioned, you know, I think everyone should take it as a health and wellness, you know, for inflammation in the body, for sleep, for balance.
Yeah, raw balance. I know we talked a lot about balance and obviously cancer, but and I love how you point out that cannabis and CBD are not for everybody. But what are some other than cancer, other treatable illnesses or things that people might add that in as a possibility?
Yep. Great question. So I always look at sleep. When we don't have sleep, it's a domino effect of everything else coming on, in my opinion. And we've all had that. No sleep. Next morning, what do? I'll have a cup of coffee. Give me a cup of coffee. Okay, I'll have a Danish. You know, and you're thinking, oh God, what did I do? I'll go out and have, you know, slices of pizza, and you have leftover. You're like, I'm not going to have it, throw it away. No. He's like, what do you have? Eat that leftover the next day. So your body starts getting out of whack with including sleep. And so I think sleep is very important. And you can do that with cannabis. THC helps with sleep. Higher doses of CBD, non-psychoactive, helps with sleep. The cannabinoid CBN, Charlie Bravo Nancy, CBN is another cannabinoid, which helps with sleep as well. But with that, it, you know, a good night's sleep. So a lot of people come to us and say, I have depression, anxiety, maybe some pain. They don't have to go out and buy five different products. Start with one, target your sleep, and you'd be surprised on how everything after 4 days, maybe even 5 days, starts flowing back in. You're like, oh my God, I slept. My anxiety is not off. My depression is balanced. I'm not stressed. I don't have any of those joint pains, you know, and so you, again, you're young, you know, but you're going to see, you're going to go through life and you're going to try different things. Some things work, some things don't, you know, you're constantly, you know, do I eat this? Do I not? Do I read this? Do I not? Do I sleep? You know, we're going to try a bunch of things, which works best for you. And, you know, maybe vegan is what I'm about right now. And maybe 5 years down the road, my body's saying, no, John, we need to have some more, you know, some different type of protein, you know, not a plant-based protein, but an animal protein. And so, you know, try it, but ask questions. I think asking questions is really important, but you'd be surprised. I always, when I present like at this oncology conference, I always have this on one of my slides, a big roll of duct tape, and people look at me presenting and they look at me, look at the screen behind me with a roll of duct tape. And they're looking at me like, yeah, the wrong slide up there, John, you know, and I started laughing and I said, no, I put that up there because people always ask me, does it help us to sleep? Does it help with depression? Does it help with cancer? Does it help with ALS, epilepsy, diabetes? And I say, I don't want to say it's like duct tape with a million and one uses, but when you really get down to it and do the research, you'll be blown away the benefits of this plant. You know, so cannabis was legal until 1937 here in the United States. People don't realize that. Cannabis has been legal in the state of California since 1996 at the medical stage. So you have medical as well as recreational. Now California is recreational. So there's about 35 medical states here in the U.S. and about 15 of them are recreational legal, 21 and over. California is one, Colorado, Washington, Oregon, Michigan, I don't know if Ohio is, they're the medical.
Yeah, only medical, right? Ohio, but Michigan, yeah, is recreational.
Yeah. And so, you know, and I know this is not for everybody, but ask questions. You know, my mom, you know, when I started this company, you know, I'm thinking, my dad had passed a couple years prior, and I'm thinking, God, how do I tell my mom I started a cannabis company? That was my biggest fear. And so I shared that with her. When it was launched, I mean, she thought I was over, you know, Corinna was my girlfriend at the time. So she thought I was, what are you doing? You left your other job and you're hanging out at your girlfriend's house. Little as you know, we're working 15 hours a day building this website. But sharing with her and seeing that she's our walking billboard now. And like in her, you know, church groups or her bridge groups or her garden club, the topic comes up and I can't tell you how many friends that I went to high school call me up and say, man, I want to thank you. I said, why? She goes, my mom is using cannabis because of you. And I said, what do you mean? They said, no, we've been trying to get her for years, but sometimes it takes an outside friend or entity to say, hey, Lauren, you know, and you'd be like, Lauren, I've been trying to have you do this for years. Like your boyfriend, you know, trying to have you do this for you. No. But you do a show like this and you realize, oh my God, there are some benefits. I should be doing it. You know, there's some great formulations. If you live in a state where the thing about naturopaths and compound pharmacists, they can formulate different products. And so the cannabis industry is getting to that point too, where you can make some great companies make tinctures that specifically designed for men, specifically designed for women. You know, Corinna was on one who was helping with not only for sleep, but for anxiety, but also for health and wellness, but inflammation. And I think that's where this industry is going. It's not there yet. But what I was saying, it was legal here since 1937 and it stopped. And, you know, and it was just thrown out. It's unfortunate it's still scheduled one as a Schedule I federally scheduled narcotic that has no medical benefits and highly addictive. And it's in the same category as heroin and LSD, which is disappointing. And And I think doing shows like this, as well as having United Patient Group and doing our conferences, we educate. You know, I just emceed a conference that was based out of DC. We had U.S. representatives on there, and again, it's just educating and saying, listen, cancer and other ailments do not discriminate. And why not allow those patients to have an option? I mean, the only reason we asked about cannabis with my father-in-law, we lived in California. It wasn't our lifestyle. It wasn't their lifestyle, but we had an option. I just think when you're being diagnosed with something as awful as that, don't take away those options, because it's not for everybody, but you might have an outcome like we had. Or, you know, at the beginning of the show, I was talking about, in my eyes, cannabis success is saving a body, where others that I've spoken to over the years, I'll share a story. I don't know how much time we have here, and I know we've been talking. I used to call before we got really busy. I used to follow up people and, you know, hey, Lauren, is John, how's everything? You know, how's your husband, this and that? And I remember the lady said, my husband passed on Tuesday. And I remember just crying. She says, John, you allowed us to get out of the hospital. He and his brother had a nice conversation. I think his younger brother was in denial that his older brother was passing a cancer. And so they were, this isn't happening. And so he said, but you allowed us to get out of the hospital. You allowed the brothers to bond, but you allowed us to up our daughter's wedding by 3 months to put it in our backyard this last weekend. And my husband walked our daughter down the aisle and he passed on Tuesday. And she says, so it was a success for us. You know, and so I have to keep on thinking about that. You know, we're all different. You know, we've had other people say, it got me off my pain meds, it got me off my sleeping pills, it got me off my diabetic medicine. When you really get down to it, it's amazing what this plant does. And hopefully, again, it's not for everybody, but hopefully more studies will allow it. And the reason we're not allowed to, the government's not allowed to really truly study in other entities here in the States, is because it's still classified as a Schedule I drug. I don't know if it's ready for recreation in all states. I personally voted here in California for no, to be at 21 and over. And a lot of my colleagues got upset with me. This is 2016. I said, it's nothing against, I don't want people not to have access, but I just, like in Colorado and Washington State and Oregon, it pushed out the true medical doctor. So now people are like, I don't need to go to the doctor. I can go right down to the dispensary and say, I'll take that. But I just think when you have something as severe as sleep issues or hormone issues or diabetes or ALS, or the list goes on, I truly believe a doctor, a medical professional, should be involved. And I know we're at time, but on our site, if anybody's looking for this, and again, not trying to push anybody, we do have consultations that allow patients and their families and their doctors to come on and meet with one of our medical professionals. And they go over, like I said, age, weight, current health condition, medications, and then they put up a guidance, dosing formulations, and a protocol specifically designed for you. So you are able to go down to your local establishment with like a shopping list and say, I'd like that. And instead of just go down the blind leading the blind, like Corinne and I did back in 2011. So anyway, I could talk, and I know the time.
No, you're good. You're good. And that's exactly what I was going to ask. Cool. But thank you, John, for coming on to the show today. We had so much to talk about. I knew there's going to be a plethora of...
We didn't talk. I spoke. Sorry.
That made my job easy here. I'm just to sit back and relax. Yeah.
Well, good. I'd love to get you on my podcast one of these days as well. We can talk about, like I said, I've had the majority of our guests have always been about in the cannabis industry for doctors and patients and scientists and government officials. But I do have people on there for health and wellness and life, you know, I mean, and so people come to us all the time and say, hey, what about this? What about that? You've experienced a lot, good and bad, in life, like we all have too. And so loved to have you on my show.
Thank you. I would love that.
Yeah.
And I'll close the show, but this is the last question that I ask every single person.
Yep.
First of all, thank you, John. Thank you for showing up for you, for all the beautiful people, your family, everybody that you've touched. And I know so many people listening to this show are going to be grateful as well. So I always always end the conversation with, how may we, the listeners, as an act of how can we be of service for you as an act of gratitude in return?
Well, there's quite a few things. And so what you mentioned too about thank you for showing up, that means a lot. And that hit, you know, might affect everybody different, but for me, it means a lot because people always say, God, you're so strong, you know, for going through what you went through, you know. I never wanted to go through this, you know, but I didn't want to go through this at age 50 either. Especially when life was perfect. And I mean, we could have lived in a cardboard box and life would have been perfect with us, you know, but I think that when you said that, it was like, oh my gosh, you know. And Corinne would always say, you know, someone complimented us saying, you guys were touched by the universe. And that was something that always stuck out. But little tidbits, like you just said, of showing up means a lot because when you're going through really tough times, like I have, and I don't want to say I'm at the end of the tunnel because I still work on it every single day. And there's days I roll over, every night I roll over. It's like, where are you? You know, but showing up, staying positive in whatever that may be, if it's grief counseling, I've done that. But hiking, you know, to me, my drug of choice is exercise and diet, as you as well. So, you know, for your listeners, you know, I always say, don't sweat the small stuff. You know, if you're married, if you're in a relationship, if you're, you know, love that individual, because life can change in a bloody instant, as I've experienced. And so, you know, I don't know if that's part of my message to Pete strangers, because I'll go up in the hills and go running. And I've talked about this before, just like you're talking about Dr. Joe. You're like, people are like, well, we've heard about Dr. Joe for the last 88 episodes. We don't want to hear it again, you know? And so same with me, but I'll be up in the hills and I'll see a couple walking, or and I'll say, is this your wife? And they look at me like, hey buddy, yeah, it's my wife, back off. And I said, no, I said, you know, my wife and I would do this. And I said, she passed the pancreatic cancer. And I just want you to realize that, cherish each other, you know, love each other. And so that's part of what my message is to my followers and to yours, is, you know, life can change in an instant, as we all know. And I send blessings to everybody, from not only myself, but Corinne, who I know is watching out over all of us. But if you need, have any questions, you know, I'm reachable, you know, I've seen people in their worst times. I've seen people in the greatest times. And it's nice when I see people come out of that hole, if it's depression or an ailment, and they go, gosh, you know what? You guys were a light and you guys helped. And it's funny. I'm a talker just like you probably, but it's so nice. About 3 or 4 months ago, I had a lady call me up. She says, I just want to let you know, I just had my 7th scan. We're clear. Fantastic. And she goes, your wife was so wonderful. Is she there? Can I talk to her? And I was like, ugh. And I shared with her and she started crying. She's like, oh my gosh. She says, John, I'm alive because of your wife. And your wife, I called her one day and we were talking in the office, and she said she had a speaking engagement in San Francisco, but she said, I'm going to call you from the car. And she says she drove in and talked to me the whole way, and I'm here because of that. And she goes, you know, so that's the part of life that I, you know, paying it forward, you know. So we do that. We did that and do that in our private life, but we, you know, I don't think I'm any different than I'm in my private life as I am in my who I am here. You know, this is who I am. And I think helping and is something that it's easier. It's in our DNA or it's not. And listening to your podcast, and you know, I see that you also have the same mindset. And it sounds like your audience is with that too. So, hey, my final message for everybody is, you know, don't sweat the small stuff. You know, give an extra hug and love to your spouse or your partner or your kids tonight too, because you know, life can change in an instant. But I thank you very, very much, Lauren. May I share my company one more time?
Oh, of course, please.
It's called United Patients Group, and you can find this on unitedpatientsgroup.com, and then of course all the social stuff. But The podcast is also on there. It's called Be Informed and Be Well with John Malanka.
Awesome.
And have conversations like this as well. And love to have you on. But I thank you very much. And I don't know if you want to share your stuff, but I'm really happy for you. What your future has ahead of you, and I know your guests will hear about that.
Oh yeah. Thank you so much, John. It was such a pleasure to have you chat with you today on today's show.
You made my day.
And remember, open up, surrender, trust, and let your body lead the way.